Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bobapedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Labor Day weekend is almost here and foot traffic at SFO is picking up. KCBS's Virginia Van Zandt spoke with travelers at the airport.
Many Bay Area travelers are taking advantage of the long weekend, heading off on short getaways to explore new places or visit friends. Giselle is heading to Minnesota for a family reunion.
We were invited and we rarely get together with this part of our family, so it's really special.
Lola lives in San Leandro and is going to Manhattan with her family for a highly anticipated concert.
We're going to see Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden.
Lola's father tells me they didn't have to break the bank on airfare since they bought their plane tickets months ago.
Because Harry Styles went on sale eons ago, right? Oh. And he had to get in a queue and there was 11 million people wanted the ticket. Anyway, we were like, let's just book the flights now.
Other travelers are coming into the Bay Area for the holiday. Candace is visiting from Canada, which also celebrates Labor Day, so she's got some extra time off work.
I came here for a K-pop concert, so Big Bang. It's their 20th world tour, so that's what I came here for. I'm going to two shows.
At SFO, Virginia Van Zandt, KECBS.
Driving this Labor Day weekend will be a hit to your wallet. AAA says average gas prices in California jumped 15 cents to $5.78. The national average is $4.04. AAA points out Labor Day weekend travelers face the highest gas prices ever for this time of year. Drivers in San Francisco are paying above average at $5.91. A small quake in the North Bay this morning may have been another wake-up call for some people. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby tells us, the odds of a large quake in the Bay Area have now gone up.
KCBS's Mike DeWald felt it.
It was an unusual one. It was a quick but pretty hard jolt.
But that was just a 3.5. Imagine a 6.7.
We have our buildings, which are designed to resist earthquakes, but at the same time, we would definitely expect to see some damage.
Dr. Angie Lux is the project scientist for earthquake early warning at the Berkeley Seismology Lab, and she says newly revised USGS reports show there's now a 74% chance of a quake greater than 6.7 hitting somewhere in the Bay Area in the next 30 years. The odds went up by about 2% since the last time they ran the numbers.
It doesn't correlate with how soon the earthquake is going to happen. It's just saying, okay, time has passed. stresses continue to build up on these faults, so therefore the chance of an earthquake happening has increased slightly.
The real takeaway, she says,
don't get scared, get prepared. So put together an earthquake plan. Know what you're going to do when that big earthquake strikes.
And have food and water prepared. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
More than 160,000 drivers use the Caldecott Tunnel each day, and the first of its four bores opened all the way back in 1937. KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us the state's getting ready for a massive rehab project that will take 3 years.
Anyone who drives the Caldecott can tell you, unless you're in the newer fourth bore, sometimes the lights are out, sometimes it's a bumpy ride, sometimes the hill is leaking into the roadway. That's why a massive $267 million renovation kicks off in November, with at least two bores staying open during evening and weekend work hours. Amy Wirth is the former Orinda mayor who helped push through the fourth bore.
Those hills are watersheds, and there is a huge amount of water that is in those hills, the Oakland-Berkeley hills. And we discovered that when we were building the fourth bore. We did, you know, reconnaissance, you do drilling ahead of time to assess the amount of water in the hillside and do the design accordingly. And when we got into the construction, there was even more water than people had anticipated. So putting in the new drainage system is going to make a huge difference.
At the Caldecott Tunnel, Holly Kwan, KCBS.
A major thoroughfare in San Jose has been shut down for hours, or had been shut down for hours, rather, this morning when police were investigating a deadly collision. It involved a cyclist and a dump truck. KCBS's Matt Bigler.
It was a disturbing scene here at Tully and Lanai. A body covered in a yellow tarp, and about 100 yards away, a dump truck stopped just before the 101 on-ramp. Alonzo Rodriguez is staying at the Best Western Hotel, just a stone's throw away from the deceased, and he blames the unfortunate death on traffic.
People are trying to rush to get to work, and sometimes they're crossing the lights on the yellow light and speeding. And I don't know, maybe consider having better traffic control around this area or putting more signs for bicyclists. That might be safer.
San Jose police are investigating what is believed to be the city's 32nd traffic death of the year. The driver of the dump truck did remain at the scene and appears to be cooperating. From the scene in San Jose, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bobapedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Breaking news on the Bay Area's news station, KCBS.
We have some breaking news. Three people have been hospitalized following an incident at Pittsburgh Police Headquarters. Contra Costa fire officials tell KCBS they responded to the station at about 3:45 this afternoon. Officials are not sharing exactly what happened or saying what condition the three people are in. KCBS has reached out to the Pittsburgh Police Department and to the Contra Costa County Sheriff's Office. So far, we have not yet heard back. KCBS reporter Megan Goldsby is on her way, and we will absolutely keep you posted as more details become available. The Santa Clara County DA's office is pushing to keep a suspected serial child molester in jail. A man from Gilroy will be arraigned tomorrow on five felony child molestation charges. He is a YMCA counselor accused of sexually assaulting three 10-year-old girls who were on a summer camp field trip back in June at the Morgan Hill Aquatic Center. That man was arrested three times but posted bail each time. Prosecutors are seeking to revoke bail tomorrow and to put him behind bars. The fate of former Windsor Mayor Dominic Fopoli in civil court is now in the hands of a 12-member jury. KCBS's Mike DeWald from Santa Rosa tells us that he's facing accusations of sexual assault by seven women over nearly two decades.
The often intense testimony has spanned weeks and has seen former Windsor Mayor Dominic Fopoli taking the stand, along with his accusers, among dozens of others. Attorney Tracy Carrillo represents the seven women.
My clients have absolutely, from day one, just wanted justice.
Carrillo believes the women made their case in showing a pattern of predatory and non-consensual relations, sometimes involving drugging or intoxication.
He has been enabled for way too many years by kind of an old boy network.
Attorney Andrew Waters represents Fopoli. He argues the evidence doesn't show misconduct.
My closing, I tried to highlight that the plaintiffs didn't meet their burden of proof. They promised certain things and didn't deliver them.
The state attorney general never pursued a criminal case against Fopoli. He maintained his innocence to KCBS prior to the trial.
For me and my family, it's destroyed our lives and our reputation.
The jury will consider each case individually. It takes three quarters of jurors to find Fopoli liable for damages. Legal analyst Stephen Clark.
Even though that Mr. Fopoli's liberty is not on the line, his financial wherewithal clearly is on the line.
In Santa Rosa, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Yosemite National Park officials are cautioning Labor Day campers to be careful after a rabid bat was found outside of a shower house in Curry Village. It's one of the park's busiest camping spots. KCBS's Shannon Golden spoke with an expert about what you should know about the situation.
According to a statement from the National Park Service, the bat was found outside the Curry Village shower house back in May.
That is puzzling because testing bats for rabies is not uncommon, especially through public health departments. And usually that information is available sooner than that.
But Dr. Jessica August, chief of infectious diseases at Kaiser in Santa Rosa, says she expects the timing was strategic just ahead of one of the park's busiest weekends of the year.
I'm grateful for this press release because I do want people to be aware.
Her recommendation for folks headed out into the great outdoors this weekend?
Stay away from these animals and any wildlife. To avoid bites and scratches from them. If you do inadvertently come in contact, you need to absolutely seek care to be evaluated and considered for rabies post-exposure prophylaxis, which is a series of vaccines as well as an immunoglobulin injection.
Even if you're questioning whether you were exposed, she says it's always better to err on the side of caution, given that it can be fatal once symptoms arise. Shannon Golden, KCBS.
The discovery of rabid bats in Berkeley has prompted warnings from public health officials there as well. A memo sent to the city council last week says five bats tested positive for rabies. A cat in Pleasanton also tested positive for the disease. No human cases have been identified, and health officials say the disease is usually fatal once symptoms start. People are advised to call the county vector control if they find a bat inside their homes. The Women's Professional Baseball League is facing misuse of company fund allegations during its inaugural season. One of the league's principal investors says she has concerns about conflicts of interest and a misuse of company funds. More documentation has now been requested. KCBS's Margie Schaefer has a closer look at the business of women's baseball in part two of Hardball, a look at the WPBL.
For the first time in decades, women have a league of their own in the U.S. The Women's Professional Baseball League, created to give women a path to the pros. Rosters feature a $95,000 team salary cap for the inaugural season, according to Front Office Sports, with many players maintaining traditional jobs or balancing college.
You know, in a league of their own, they were
forced to wear to play skirts. In today's game and day and age, the girls are wearing uniforms that were designed by our partners, Dick's Sporting Goods.
That is WPBL Communications Lead Natalie Mikulich. The league has sold $1 million in tickets and $1 million in merch.
From t-shirts to hats and sweatshirts that we're not able to keep up, which is a great problem to have.
There is international appeal as four coastal teams, San Francisco Firebells, Boston Hunters, LA Queens, and New York Heights, play at Robin Roberts Stadium in Springfield, Illinois.
We had fans travel from Australia. We've had people come from Asia in order to see these incredible women and athletes play baseball and live out their dreams.
At San Francisco's first women's sports bar in the Castro, Ricky's co-owner Sarah Yurkovich joined customers in watching WPBL games streamed nationally on ESPN+.
I think because we've been waiting for so long to have our own teams to cheer for, it feels like everyone wants to be behind it, everyone's supporting it.
The league hopes to expand the inaugural four teams to 6 to 8 teams in coming seasons. Tomorrow, views from inside baseball, how it feels to be part of the inaugural season. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Okay, looking forward to that. Benicia residents could soon be breathing a sigh of relief. The Bay Area Air District is awarding $30 million to the city of Benicia and $10 million to the Benicia Unified School District. That money will go towards green transition projects, school programs, and wildfire resilience. Dr. Philip Fine, executive officer for the Air District, says the Catalyst grants are funded with money from a settlement with Valero.
This is the first award that the Air District is making under our groundbreaking policy that ensures that penalty funds from air quality violations go back into the community where they can have a meaningful local benefit.
People in Benicia suffered from unreported toxic emissions from the Valero refinery for more than a decade, impacting generations of residents. In addition to improving air quality, the city manager says those grants will also help Benicia move away from its economic reliance on the oil industry. Anthropic has yet to escape federal scrutiny. The U.S. Defense Department and defense industry are still considering the AI company a, quote, supply chain risk. Those comments from the Undersecretary of Defense for Research and Engineering came after the U.S. Commerce Secretary said Anthropic was, quote, back on the right side. A federal judge ruled in August that the Pentagon illegally punished the AI company for criticizing the government. The Defense Department has not yet responded to our request for comment. Major carmakers are urging U.S. lawmakers to permanently ban Chinese vehicles. In a letter to Congress, the biggest trade association in the United States auto industry said cars with hardware and software from China pose domestic, economic, and national security threats. Steep tariffs and a Commerce Department ban are currently keeping Chinese-connected vehicle systems and cars out of the U.S. market, but automakers want Congress to put the ban into law.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.